customers have actually bought tires because they were so bad they couldn't even get it to the shop without new tires. Oftentimes they'll get new wheels too. And sometimes they'll actually buy just sort of cheap, whatever generic white spoked wheels to get it on the road safely so they feel comfortable bringing it here. And then as we go through the whole project direction, mags or period correct wheels or hubcaps, et cetera, come into play. But none of that stuff has to go on until, 5 minutes before the trailer's due to leave the shop after a bazillion hours have been put into it. That certainly happens a lot. In terms of axles, that side of the running gear, some years ago, I used to wait till right at the end to put the new axles on. But these days, with doing my rotisserie stuff, we put the axles on when the chassis is upside down. Right after you finish the belly pan, the axles get lowered down onto the trailer, bolted in place, and then all the wiring's finished off. And then the chassis gets flipped over, and the body goes on. So we've changed sort of the timing of that. But it all needs to be done. It just seemed to be a much easier time to lower an axle down instead of trying to raise an axle up underneath something that's up on jack stands.
All right. So we got axles, which most of the time are going to include new brakes and the whole shebang.
Yeah, and complete assemblies.
New wiring at this point for the brakes.
Mm-hmm.
And new tires, wheels. What other safety items that need to be hit right away?
Well, the frame. That's when you got the thing all apart. That's the main thing, is making sure that you don't have fatigue cracks, you don't have substantial rust. You fix up all of that stuff during the whole frame scenario. I've done it sort of a body on. Complete floor replacement with frame upgrades and of course the way I'm doing it now as well. But that's the most serious stuff from a safety perspective. I had a trailer in some years ago that brought it in and sort of the back bumper was sagging a bit. And when we went and had the belly pan open and really started getting into it, we discovered that one frame rail had broken off completely and was sagging, and somebody had fudged this patch on there. And the opposite side, again, directly behind the wheel, was cracked three-quarters of the way through that nobody even noticed. So those were sort of kind of scary moments, I guess, to realize that, had that other one broken free, there was serious safety concerns there.
Exactly. So, Frank, what's the next stages here? We got a good...
I wanted to add on to a little more of what Colin said. I tend to really eyeball heavily where the frame meets the body. That's where my eye tends to go a lot when I'm picking up a trailer or when I'm really trying to evaluate a trailer. I find that those are really crucial points. The water running down the body tends to really rot those places out from time to time, especially on the 70s trailers. And so that's a place I'm looking at a lot. And I'm also checking up high, too, because sometimes these, I don't know how many trailers I see that are missing a roof hatch because somebody left out with it open, and it just blew off on the road. So those are some areas I'm looking. Maybe not in the evaluation of once it's come to me, but when you're picking it up, you're talking about things to look safety wise. There's nothing worse than having a hair vent come off on the highway and hit somebody in the windshield and cause an accident. That's a real possibility for that to happen. Also the windows, too, checking the windows to make sure that they're all secure before you tow away to bring it to somebody is a very key thing. So those are also areas that I pay a lot of attention to when a trailer comes to me, because those are all areas that are very prone to be leaking and causing issues to the structure, to the floor.
Yeah, I know. I remember I actually...